Listening to WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported non-commercial radio. What you heard before that was Scott Daly from his release. It's called So Much Time to Burn, and that was a redux of his wife's song Word Attack, Carolyn Strio. Good version of it. I like it. Self-release CD if you're looking for it. And before that, a couple of tracks from Octopus, their brand new one called Supernatural Alliance on Rise Above Records. We heard The Unknown and The Sword and the Stone. All right, we're going to do one more song, maybe all of it, maybe part of it, but coming up just shortly. Don't go away. Live performance by the band Kimball. Only on Live from Studio J, WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is Billy Brandt and the Sugarees with The Time Is Now, their CD, and this is a track called The Lash.
Fall down. you're freaked. What happened to you? Were you going somewhere? You look like you're running, just running scared. Then you find, yeah, you find that there's no. You ask, what do you fear in the end? It's your vision that carries you through all the hardship and dread. You're looking for a hero, be one to yourself. You've given your sweat, you hurt like the rest. Then you find, yeah, you find that there's no.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Live from Studio J, that was Billy Brandon, the Sugarees. Running just a little bit behind schedule, but we are ready to go. This is a live performance that happens every Thursdays from 5 to 6. But fret not. We're going to go a little bit after 6 to make up for lost time. So we're going to get the full performance in. Can you hear me, folks? No, I can't hear you. Let's see.
You hit the wrong channel up. You've got satellite up instead of mixer. There you go.
Okay, that was my fault.
Hello there.
It's been a long day, folks. Trust me. We don't have time to go into all of it. So, how are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks for coming down.
Yeah. Again, we're Kimball. From Metro Detroit. So this is gonna rock.
All right. Why don't we get started? So we're gonna do a track called Weave Teeth.
Yep.
All right.
Awesome. Here we go.
Falling five, following pirates is not okay. Loving in no rates is far away. Got it in my light, it's okay. All my secrets, all my pain. Kim's a sign, notify me when I can try. One by one, what is done will revive. got you, I fought for you, you fought for me, this will be. You build a strong, your love's not gone, your love's not gone. Two by two, I fought for you, you fought for me, this will be. You build a strong, your love's not gone, your love's not gone. One was tied, one was tied, love and died. The home was tied, cause one was tied. The home was tied, cause one was tied. One was tied, love and died. The home was tied, cause one was tied.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the band Kimball. This is our Radiothon week. We are asking for you to call in with your pledges. 313-845-9676, option 1. That's the number to call locally. If you're not in the local area and you want to call toll-free, it's 800-585-4322, extension 9676. And if you don't want to do that, if you want something more secure, we can do it on WHFR.FM. Just click the button that says Radiothon 2018, and you can figure out a way to do your pledge that way. We're asking for your donations to keep doing what we're doing today and what we've been doing the entire week, actually. This is the sixth band to play live that I know of, that I've been part of anyway. And we've been doing live performances all week, but we normally do one positively every Thursdays from 5 to 6, and we couldn't do it without your help. We have to keep the equipment going. We have to replace things once in a while so that you can listen to great acts like you're listening to this afternoon, and you get an idea of what's out there, because there is a ton of great talent in the Motor City area. Don't anybody ever try to tell you otherwise. Believe me, I know. So anyway, we have the band Kimball. And if you folks don't mind, if you want to go around the room real quick and introduce yourselves, your names, what you play, that kind of thing.
Yeah, awesome. My name is Austin McCauley. I play guitar and I sing and sometimes play piano. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm Emily Barr and I sing.
Didn't make that one out. Near a mic. Okay. All right. Why don't we go to the bass player then? We're not getting anything out of that either.
All right. Well, we got Christian Fifelski on bass and Brody Glaze on drums.
Oh,
he's over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry about that.
But,
okay, well, we'll talk more. I think we got the kinks out, but we got lots of great songs to play, so we might as well keep it going.
Yeah. Awesome. This next one is called Wildflower.
I was a blue sky with the blue background. Funny show, singing, I don't want to go. Ooh. Little plan for a long, long day. Lazy girl in the grass and the blue comes away. I Slow spin clock, still got my life. Slow spin clock, nights go so, so long. Ooh. Lazy girl feels the sun, I'll close my eyes. See a smile and the warmth and from its eye. Lazy girl in the grass, I'll close my eyes. See a smile from the warmth and from the inside.
All right, live from Studio J with the band Kimball. Okay, how long have you folks been together?
About two and a half years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's this configuration, all four of you?
Actually, it just started out with Emily Barr, myself, Austin McCauley, and Brody Glaze on drums. We started as a three-piece.
Mm-hmm.
And just within the past year, we've gotten a bassist, an electric guitarist who sadly couldn't make it today. But so we're kind of back in our roots right now, kind of doing more acoustic set.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. You still make it work, right?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a sign of professional musicians. Hey, we can make it happen.
Yeah, all right.
So, if you want to talk about, you got some shows coming up?
Yeah. So, we've got a show this Saturday, actually, at the Pike Room.
Mm-hmm.
We play at 6:40 until 7:10. So, that's going to be a great show. We donated, a lot of the funds will be donated to charity. Mm-hmm. And then our kind of big show that we're really looking forward is our EP release show, which mm-hmm. will be June 8th at the Loving Touch. Doors will be at 7. We'll be playing with some great bands, and we'll have available a 7-inch record that will be released off of Jet Plastic Records.
Okay.
Which is a great local record company.
All right. Yeah. We'll be talking about that in a minute.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. All right, meanwhile, let's set that up. We're going to have a conversation with Lee and Jarrett.
Great.
But let's do a song first.
All right, great. This next song is called For Sale, and it's will be the first track off of our upcoming EP.
Okay.
Cold light of Mars, trying to be cool and drive my car to some shows inside of a bar. Start a fight and talk like smart. take you home at night, light of soul. So cool that it drove you drunk. And if I say see you again, don't you know my words all pretend? I'll play a little tired this time. When I get called over at night, 'cause I don't feel like turning you on. I don't feel like turning you on. Yeah. Cold, cold night, with the sail sign in the bright, I love you to light and waste away. Tired this time. When I get called over at night, 'cause I don't feel like turning you on. I don't feel like turning you on. 'Cause I don't feel like. I don't feel like bringing me up. Rolling forward. Turn off the light, breaking the door. Creaking the floor, set the alarm on. Lights on the door, itching an anchor.
Where do we get that from? Okay. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is live from Studio J. Live performance from Kimball happening right now, and we have a couple of guests here in Studio A. We have Lee Majors, and we have Jared Coral from Jet Plastic Recordings. How you doing, gentlemen?
I'm doing great. Glad to be back here. I think I was just here 2 weeks ago.
Fantastic. I happened to be at Dearborn Music, and I gave Lee a call randomly, and he said he was over here, and I forgot this was today.
So I told Jared, get his butt down here, and here we are.
Beautiful. Thank you, Scott.
You're very welcome. We were talking about off air, it's good to finally meet each other formally.
Yeah, no doubt. It's been a while, huh?
We've seen each other around town, of course, and we know each other from the internet, you know, the social media, but this is the first time we've actually met.
And all the shows you guys go to.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was definitely at your showcase.
It's a nice thing. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming. That was a lot of fun.
It was.
Do appreciate it.
It was a lot of fun. Saw a lot of great bands. I'm looking forward to seeing Troy Gregory again.
Oh, yeah. He's absolutely fantastic. He just had a record release party at Ghostlight, and it was great. His band must have practiced for 15 years to get as tight as they are, because they play his entire album start to finish that he recorded himself.
Right.
So, you know, it takes a lot of talent to be able to do that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But he has been around at least 15 years, I think.
Oh, at least, yeah.
A little bit more than that, I think.
A little bit more.
Yeah. We won't say how long.
He has a unique musical pedigree.
Yeah.
Played in every band, so.
Mm-hmm. So you're the one that's is releasing their new 7-inch, Kimball, that is.
Yes, definitely. I'm really excited to be doing that. Lee turned me on to them. Lee's kind of a man about town in many different ways. Since I don't get to go out to many, many shows nowadays, because I'm running the label side of things, I'm a full-time college student and with work. Lee tells me what bands I should check out, and he sent me Kimball's stuff, and I met up with Austin a few times, and it's really fantastic music, and it's, you know, really airy and nice, and you know, because it's a nice relief from all the, you know, punk and garage stuff that I've been working on.
It is all the negative approach type bands. Like, you don't want to see those in an arena.
No, you don't.
No, not at all.
Yeah, but, or a pit for that matter.
Oh no,
exactly.
Far away. My house.
Anyways, glad to be back here. I need to give a shout out to one of my best friends who's actually listening right now in London, England. His name is Kenneth Dunn, and he's an electronic music artist, and you can hear his music on Bandcamp, YouTube, and Facebook. So it's Kenneth Dunn with one N.
That was the gentleman I played the last time you were here, right?
You played his music 2 weeks ago, yes.
Yes, okay.
And he's actually going to be moving to New York sometime later this year.
Okay, all right.
So looking forward to that.
New York sounds less impressive than England, but I'll give him a pass on this one.
I know, I'd rather be living in England, and he wants to come here, so go figure.
Well, you know, the number one reason why he wants to move here
is what?
He keeps more of his money.
That's true.
Their tax rate, is much higher than ours.
He told me.
I didn't know. I wasn't aware.
He told me recently what he pays for his flat that he lives in, and I'm not going to say it on air, but it's just way too
ridiculous,
much money.
Yeah.
A ridiculous amount of money.
Uh-huh.
So we need to get him over here in the United States, Kenneth Dunn.
Yeah, I think the government gets more than 50% of their money.
50%? Holy cow.
Uh-huh.
Oh boy, I haven't gone as much to visit England yet. Mm-hmm. But you know, I'm.
You really need to get there, Jared.
I'm a Beatles person, so I'd surely go to all the, you know, like Liverpool and the Beatles sites and stuff like that. But
Yeah, I was gonna say you need a couple bodyguards if you go to Liverpool.
Though. Yeah, I need some friends to go with me to England if I went, but I don't know any college students that are willing to fork over the money to go on a, you know, off chance trip to England. So Lee, wanna go and visit Kenneth?
Yeah, let's do it before he moves here.
Great.
Hey, Kenneth. London.
Yeah, maybe I can see some of the bands that don't play Detroit that are some of my favorite English artists. But I think we've talked enough in this segment. Can we kick it back to Kimball?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Awesome. Great. So this next song is called Guns. It's a single that is released on Spotify, iTunes, it's on Bandcamp. You can check it out. So yeah. And Emily's going to sing this one, so if you want to bump her vocals up a little bit.
All right.
Here we go.
Blasting. Awesome.
It's messed up, you got guns and you still don't feel safe at night. I've been thinking about biting the bullet. We used to run away on tires, but tell me, how do you get tired when your head goes down before mine? Mess with heart, said it hurts. All my scars, you trace them like God. Messed up, you got guns and you still don't feel safe at night. I've been thinking about biting the bullet. Will you still run away on tires? But tell me, how do you get tired when your head goes down before mine. Mess with hearts and it hurts. Oh, my scars as you trace them like God. You don't have to pick up the ace. Midnight, I can talk instead to the catcher in the rye who hunts at night. But if you'd heard what she said, you might think twice about that bed. Mama wants her dead. Mess with her and it hurts. Oh, my scars, you trace them like art. Over time, you've left your mark. Were those vows for the one you swore at heart?
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. 313-845-9676, the number to call. Option 1, please call with your generous donation. We are doing this all week as part of Radiothon, and we're doing live performances all week as well. We always do it on Thursdays, but we've been doing it since Sunday, and we still got two more to go. Tomorrow at 5, we have the blues band Bull Halsey, and at Saturday, we have the punk band The Zots. So that's going to be a good one on Saturday afternoon with Dinner with Chelsea. All right. So we have the band Kimball in the studio. We have a couple of special guests. We have Lee Majors, Jared Coral from Jet Plastic. All right. So what do you want to talk about, Lee? You got something coming up?
I got a show to talk about, and then Jared has a show to talk about. I'm kind of excited for June 8th. Friday night at Loving Touch. It's the Kimball release show with Remnos, the Doozers, and Hoo Boy. And again, it's a 7-inch put out by Jet Plastic Recordings. It's a fusion show. It's going to be packed Friday, Loving Touch, June 8th. And that's in Ferndale, right by the 9 Mile Woodward area. So I'm sure most of you guys know it. But you can get tickets in advance, or you'll be able to purchase them at the door. And speaking of Jet Plastic Records, I think Jared has a show he wants to talk about.
I'm really looking forward to that Kimball show. And the next night, also Mango Lane, also releasing their 7-inch record. And they're a nice, smooth electronic duo, along with 5 Pound Snap. And that's June 9th at Ant Hall. in Hamtramck, Michigan. And also this upcoming Saturday, April 21st, it is a worldwide record store day. And so at Street Corner Music, right over in Oak Park, we have Billy Davis, legendary blues guitarist Billy Davis, guitarist for Hank Battle and the Midnighters, tutor to Jimi Hendrix, and Jackie Wilson, guitarist. And he's playing early in the morning at 8:30 in the morning. And then he's going to do another performance at Melodies and Memories in East Point in the mid-afternoon. And also at Found Sound that evening, starting at 8 p.m., we have The Stools, Troy Gregory, The Idiot Kids, and Brother's Son all playing a Jet Plastic Showcase. These are all heavier bands than what we're listening to right now. Bring your earplugs for that rock and roll, I guess. I'm not knocking anything, but I'm just saying, just bring those earplugs. Rock and roll. I don't know what I'm bad on the radio.
And again, that's for Record Store Day, which is Saturday, April 21st.
Yeah, trust me, you got the right idea. Earplugs. It's not being a wimp or anything. It's like my hearing is half shot from all the shows I've seen over the years without earplugs.
I just started wearing them recently at shows, and I've been going to local bar shows since I was 12. So it's like hearing all this music, and I just wanted to. Because it was never a consideration for me in the beginning, because I was like, oh, I'm fine because I'm 12 years old, nothing's wrong with me.
No.
But now it's like, I should probably get into that. So I'm doing that now. And Troy Gregory, especially, Loud and The Stools are punk rock music. And
Idiot Kids
are super loud, glam punk band, and they're fantastic. So it's like, protect your ears.
Yes, yeah. Or you'd be like us, when we get older. What did you say, huh?
Well, Scott, you go to so many.
That's such a good one,
I've talked with you before, Scott, and you go to like so many hard rock metal type shows. Not a lot, but
yeah,
way more than I ever did.
Hard metal, punk rock, noise bands. I'm actually going to probably check out the Rebellion Festival. Speaking of England,
You mentioned that you're going to England soon.
Yes,
where Kenneth Dunn lives.
Yeah.
Sorry there, Ken.
So,
no, that's awesome that you're going to see that festival. You mentioned that a few weeks ago to me.
Well, yeah, because there's going to be some local artists that are playing.
Oh, really?
Glitter Trash is going to be there.
Oh, okay.
Choking Susan's going to be there. And they're not exactly local, but I'm sure you've heard of Tiger Sex.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Kelly.
Yes.
And Tiger Sex. Right, yeah.
Yeah,
That should be a lot of fun. I didn't know that festival was happening over there. That should be good. I noticed you're wearing the Tangent Gallery Detroit All-Star Garage Rock Punk Festival shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a fun show.
It was.
Cinecide and a bunch of other bands played.
Yeah. I've been hanging out with Smitty every time he comes into town for that, and he hooks me up with the show and comes down, and we play music and talk about it. So, yeah, it's a great thing.
He's got the Shriners hat on still, huh?
Yeah, he does.
Beautiful, beautiful.
All right.
Yeah.
Why don't we do another song? Oh, yeah, that's right. There's a band out there.
Oh, boy.
Wait, do we want to hear more Kimball song, Jared?
Yes, we do.
I think we do, yeah.
We definitely do.
I really like this band a whole lot, and I'm really glad to be putting out the record. And Austin's a really good guy. This is my first time seeing them live, or like seeing them from behind a glass panel live. That's great.
Speaking of Austin, on the next break, I have a really good story how I came to work with the band known as Kimball.
Yeah. All right.
Story. Very crazy.
The excitement's killing me.
All right.
I told you right.
This next song is called Lick a Dick.
Oh. Okay, years ago.
Put aside all your idle claims. I don't want any excuses. Oh, your service is off again. That's alright, I'm Spanish too. The mother's breaking lips and screaming, God, why can't you change to love me and my son more than eyes on that red tape or close your judge to see your white blood past time. Where are you? That's alright. It's just a memory. No significance, maybe metaphor, something
to represent your leave you go.
Live from Studio J here at Henry Ford College with the band Kimball. Hopefully you're enjoying this. Yes. I know I am. And if you enjoy what you're listening to, please do us a favor. Call 313-845-9676, option 1, so we can continue to do this throughout the year like we always do. Minimum once a week, every Thursday is on my show from 5 to 6, but sometimes we do live shows at other times during the week as well when we can squeeze them in. But we wouldn't be able to do it without you, the loyal listener. We get more than 50% of our funding from our listeners. We're not government funded. We're not paid to do this. DJs, all the staff, it's all volunteers. So we do it because we love music. So please call 313-845-9676. Option 1, 800-585-4322, extension 9676, if you're not in the local area, or go on to WHFR.FM and click the Radiothon 2018 button, and you can do it that way. And even if you can't afford it this week, that's okay. We accept donations throughout the year. That's cool. You know, whatever you can put together, take your returnables back, you know, look under the cushions and the couch, whatever you can give us. We greatly appreciate it. So, all right, that little story there. Do you want to tell it, Lee, or do you want Austin to tell it?
I'd like Austin to tell it. Austin, go for it.
Oh man. Okay, maybe we could do a little tag team on this. So,
my God.
So I wanted to go to a local show. This band called Hala that I started listening to and I liked, and they were playing at the Ghostlight Hamtramck, and I'd never been there, never really been to Hamtramck. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to go. And it's like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to go. So I get there, and I got there way too early. I felt kind of lame because I got there really early, and like I was just sitting there alone. And Lee walked up to me. He's like, are you in one of the bands? And I was like, no. And he's like, are you in a band? And I was like, yeah, I am. And I just thought that was kind of weird that he asked me if I was in a band. I guess he just probably does that to everyone because he's always looking for bands. But
he's got radar.
Yes, he does. He has band radar.
Keep going. The story gets better.
Yeah. I'll shorten a little bit. But yeah, we just started talking just about shows and bands and like all the this other stuff. And we just clicked. It was really cool. And I like talked about Kimball And our music, and he was already interested without hearing our music, which I was just kind of blown away by. And he heard it, and he loved it, and that night I found out from my mother that we were actually old neighbors. Like, we lived literally two houses down from each other, and we both remembered each other from before that, but no recollection that either of us were involved with music at that time.
Exactly, yeah, it's like a little apartment complex, and he was, like, in the next building over, and... Like, we saw each other, whatever, but never said a word to each other. And then years later, ding, dang.
Ding, dang.
That's walla, right. Walla, bing, bang.
Exactly. As they say, it's a small, small world.
It sure is. It keeps getting smaller as you get older. Well, at least for me, anyway. The rest of you are young and so.
Okay, I'm going to run down a couple other Kimball shows real quick, if I can.
Yeah, sure.
Other than the April 14th one, which is this coming Saturday night at the Pike Room, they're playing in Lansing on April 21st at the Stoop Fest. May 18th, they're playing in Troy, and that is at Fringe Fest. Then they're going to take a little time off, collect themselves, rehearse a lot, and be ready for the June 8th Loving Touch release show.
Okay, and that's an EP that's coming out, correct?
EP and a 7-inch on Jet Plastic.
Right.
So it's almost like a double release.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Wait, what exactly is it, Lee?
A double release, Jared? Have you ever heard of that? You're new to the record business, aren't you?
No, I haven't.
Oh my God! This is the first time Jarrett's ever been at a loss for words. I think
I'm just trying to figure it all out. You know, no. It's the EP and then the 7-inch release is the same day.
Correct.
We're figuring this out on air. Yeah. Okay.
Ah.
Okay. Got it.
So you were the only one that didn't know what was going on, and.
Oh, I mean, Record Store Day is coming up.
That's all he cares about is Record Store Day right now.
Yeah, I let Lee handle the...
I mean, Jared, you have...
The intricacies.
You have six releases coming out on Record Store Day, right?
Yeah,
six?
Yeah, it's crazy. I had to get them all together in the past week and a half, and it's tough pushing through, 5,000 records at the press with a week's notice, but,
In college at the same time.
I know. It's crazy, but I'm having a good time, and especially, getting to work with people who care and appreciate it, because I've noticed that through the record industry. I talked with Lee about it, the older rock musicians sometimes can get a bit jaded when they weren't the ones who broke it big, or the White Stripes are the ones, but mm-hmm. then younger bands like Kimball, they can really appreciate what all goes into making the music and what all goes into making something happen, so it's really nice to be involved with a band that's so much looking forward into the future rather than just getting something out and then just sitting on it. They want to play more shows, and they want to get it out there, and they want to work for it, because younger people have the drive. Same thing with punk in the 80s, mm-hmm. They needed something to express themselves, so why not? Here we go.
It's not like most kids are grow up with reality TV shows. They think all they got to do is go on a show and everybody's going to love them, and they become instant superstars.
They play one show, and then the next show they play that's packed and people are crowd surfing. It's not the way it goes.
No, it's not.
People that work for it, people that are grounded and keep it real, those are the best people to work with. So I'm really glad to be working with Austin and the band.
Yeah. No, we don't have the time, but I've read so many stories about the rock and rollers, the big ones. We're talking the big ones. Mm-hmm. And you read about what they did at the beginning of their careers, what they had to go through. It's like, I remember two members of Van Halen, those addresses you see on the curbs?
Yeah.
That was what they did.
For a living.
Oh, wow. For a living while they...
Oh, wow, yeah.
They would play high school, gatherings like proms and stuff, and they had to play disco music when they were starting out, before they became big.
Right, yeah. It's just the whole thing's just crazy, It's not an overnight thing, but people who understand that they have to work for it, and then because weekend musicians are the hardest people to work with, thinking that if they book a show 2 months in advance, then that's good, and then all their friends come to the show, and that's hunky dory, and that's great. But I mean, people that really work towards booking shows as often as they can, and not just in Detroit, but it's great because as Lee just said, they're playing shows, they're playing the Fringe Fest and.
Lansing and Troy,
and, the other things and stuff like that, going out of town, going out of state, even playing shows. It's a beautiful thing, just sharing music. So, I mean, I'm into that.
And
so thanks, Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And it's about promoting yourself, and that's one of the things that we like to think that we help musicians do here at WHFR.
Yes, and thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. You know, it's like local independent artists can't get airplay on commercial radio stations. Until you've sold your first million records, they don't
I've tried, and it's all paid. You need to buy a radio campaign, and this is $5,000 if you want to get guaranteed on even these college stations. You know, like this small list, and then another $5,000 if you want to get bumped to these. And, you know, it's just so difficult because I mean, you know, these are college students trying to work on a shoestring budget. So I mean, like a lot of these people, you know, 16, 17, 18, you know, up to 22, 23 years old, they don't have the money to do that.
No,
so I mean,
no, they don't.
Stations like this are helping make that happen. So,
see, here at HFR, all you got to do is buy me a coffee and right, send in a donation, and I'll give you all the promotion you want.
You should start bumping up the $5,000, Scott. Let's go. No.
If only.
We don't have $5,000. So yeah.
But if you do, there's a pledge drive running right now. So yes. you might want to call in and donate.
Yep. 313-845-9676.
Good segue.
Option one. All right, let's get back to the music. That's what we're here for.
All right, yeah, we got three more songs for you. This next song is probably one of my favorite off the EP.
I couldn't have done that.
Production-wise, shout out to Steven Saputo, who produced us, mixed us. He's just one thing that we
amazing.
Noticed. Yeah, he's amazing. One thing that we noticed with this EP is that, like, beyond what we did in the studio, like, musicianship-wise, like, Steve, he just made it, like, he made it sound like
he just
us.
Did the Saputo thing.
Yeah, he did this thing, and it sounds incredible, and we're very thankful for him. So this is probably one of my personal favorites off the EP. It's called Oh For Sure.
Take a deep breath, I can handle it. Nothing like plastic eyes wait for me to slip. You have your hidden sword, yes, I have mine. But I'll stay away for this time so I don't have to trip. Don't tense, take a deep breath, cause they're all around me. Whispering lies, take a bite, you won't have to think. The door's wide open and the devil's creeping in. And now you are lost to be. Nothing but my own broken body. I will fall to nothing but my own broken body. I will fall to nothing but my own broken body. I will fall to nothing but my own broken body. Don't leave, I'm begging you, deliver me. Far from his demons, he found a home so steep. The soil is wasted, but your face is sweet. Have no hold on me. I will fall tonight. Broken body, I will fall to nothing but my own broken body. I will fall to nothing but my own broken body. I will fall to nothing but my own broken body.